how does this athletic director change affect the team? Of course, considering that what's the coaching staff and what's going on.
Well, we as players have a very simple job, and that is to go out and play and practice hard and go to school. So this change, you know, it really is a decision that's made so high above us that we try not to let it affect our thinking. But in all honesty, I mean, I don't really know, but I can imagine it affects how the coaching staff feels. And my job, given that I'm 100%, 110% loyal to Coach Callahan and my coaching staff, I'm probably going to work harder, do everything I can for them to, you know, to make them know that I'm going to be their guy this week, and I'm going to be as good as I've ever been, work as hard, be as supportive as I can, you know, because I don't know. I mean, it's something that I've never, you know, experienced. I don't know how this whole thing's going to play out. But all I know is that, you know, I'm not going to be making it any better by letting it affect me. I need to be one of the leaders of this team, and I need to be Coach Callahan's quarterback. So that's all that I'm going to do for him and for my players, because we have a job to do this week, and that's what it all comes down to. It.
Sam, is this team focused on Texas A&M, or are they asking questions about the coaches about what's going on in the athletic?
No, I mean, today's the first day I'll be around the whole team, because obviously yesterday is our day off, and everybody's taking care of class issues and stuff like that. But as a team, as players, you know, our locker room is tighter than ever. You know, we're as tight as we can be down there, because we realize that this is a problem so much bigger than we have control over or have any conception of, that we know that we need to rectify the situation on the field, and that's how we're going to approach it. You know, all of the administrative things and all the things that are so much bigger than us, we'll handle themselves. But we need to handle these five games, and that's what we're going to do, and we're going to stay tight and stay close and make this the best five games of the season. That's all we can do.
Coach Callahan came in and said this is a huge distraction, the timing of this decision. Is it?
That, like I said, I mean, it must be for the coaches. I can't see it not being, you know, because it's their job, it's their livelihood, and once again, I'm a football player, and I play for these guys. I put it on the line for them. I was so fortunate enough to even come here and have Callahan bring me here, Coach Callahan bring me here, that I mean, it, you know, I gotta be, do my job, and it means so much to me to lay it on the line for this coaching staff, because I love this coaching staff. They're, you know, they stood behind me since the day I got here, so it means a lot to me to, you know, to keep this team focused in the right direction, because, you know, we still have five more games left, and games are fun. You know, getting ready for games is fun, and we have to get back to that. You know, all of this stuff, you know, is huge, but it doesn't we don't have any bearing of it on it. You know, it's going to happen the way it's going to happen, and so we have to make these games, you know, work. We have to make them worth it. We have to make them as fun as possible. We have to go out and just play with a reckless abandon and enjoy each other, enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy college football for what it really is, because when it all comes down to it, that's what we're doing on Saturday. You know, everything else will take care of itself, and, you know, when we're long gone, Nebraska football will still be going on. It will still be being played. And, you know, everything will be fine when I come back in many years to see everybody and see the program and watch games. But for what I can do now, what we can do now as a team, is really relish this opportunity to face adversity right in the stare right in the eye and go and play some football. You know, that's what it comes down to.
You say you guys don't have any bearing or it's bigger than you, but the truth is what you guys do on the field will probably factor in possibly in what happens. How can you guys handle that as a team, knowing that you're playing for coaches' jobs, literally?
Like I said, just try your hardest. You know, number one, try your hardest for your teammates, and try your hardest for the state and for everything that you try to do on a weekly basis in college football, which is win every week. But also keep in mind that, you know, these coaches who you deeply care about and who you've worked so hard for and worked hard with, you know, but the main thing is we can't think about that as an entire team. We have to play football. You know, if we let, I've said this so many times when I've come in here, that if you let external factors affect how you play on the field, you've done. You know, you have no chance. You know, because the other team is going to come in here and know that, and other teams can smell blood. You know, it's just a fact of college football. It's a fact of competition. And in the last sport where we actually put on, you know, pads and like armor and go to war, you know, that's the nature of the game. So we have to come out and just fight so hard and just, you know, stare it right in the face and get after it. That's, you know, that's what we as football players do. That's our job. Our job is not to be coaches. Our job is not to be athletic directors. Our job is to fight as hard as we can for those people and for everybody that cares about the program.
What are your thoughts on this happening right now?
To, you know, take it for what it is and block it out. That's all you can do. If you feel sorry for yourself, if you think the world's going to end tomorrow, if you think that the, you know, all this adversity is stacking up and you're just going to pack it in the fold of the tent, if you have any one of those thoughts, you know, it's time to go. You know, but I don't feel that way. You know, I came here to do a job. I came here to play quarterback and to lay it on the line one last time, be a college football player one last time. And the fact that I built such, you know, lasting and memorable and meaningful relationships both with my teammates and my coaches, this is not a time to feel sorry for yourself. This is not a time to realize the weight. It's a time to cut it loose and bring a mentality of, This is our last five games, and we need to make them the best five games that we've ever played. And that's, you know, that's all you can do, really. It's just to look at it positively. And I'm no stranger to adversity. And, you know, as a player, as one player, one cog in a huge wheel, that's all I'm going to do is make it work the best I can for everybody.
Are other guys laying it on the line? Are they excited to play? Is that happening?
I think so. I sure hope so. I mean, if it's not that way, then I'm going to change it. I can tell you that right now. And I think that I've got, you know, there's guys in the team that have my back in that, and we have enough leaders to make this thing go in the right direction. Because there's no alternative but to come together as a team to do the things we've been trying to do and make it happen. You know, there's no room for fear. There's no room for hesitancy. There's no room for feeling sorry for yourself. I mean, if you're we as men in that locker room, if you want to stand up and be one, then it's not time for any of that stuff. You know, we have to, you know, enjoy this for what it is. We have to go play these last five games like it's our last.
What about Texas A&M? They struggled. Especially against the pass, is this an opportunity for this offense to have a good game?
I think so. I think every week you go in thinking that way, and you think in that opportunity. I mean, I sure hope so. I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait for this game. I couldn't wait for this game ever since Saturday when that last game was over. You know, I just can't wait to get back on the field and play and do what we know how to do. You know, it's hard to wait for these games when you just want to get out there and you want to compete. You know, I'm a competitor. I don't like waiting, and I don't like losing. I don't like all this stuff. But you can sure fix it by going out and having a good game. So I'm going to fight as hard as I can to do that.
Sam, you've said many times that Nebraska gave you a second chance, and you have some experience with second chance. Knowing that, and setting aside the fact that you played for this football team, Steve Pearson deserves a second chance.
Does he deserve a second chance for what?
Did he deserve a second chance to be an athletic director?
Like after, like now? I don't know. I mean, you're asking me a question.
Well, not now, but do you feel like he was treated fairly?
I don't know. You're asking. I have no background in what happened before or now. All I know is that Steve Pearson was a tremendous guy when I showed up here. And from what I hear, what he's done with the facilities and what he's done for this program, there's been some huge things that he's done. And all I know is that since I've been here, he's been one heck of an athletic director. I have all the respect and faith in the world and Mr. Pearson, and you know, but what happens, you know, with with the athletic director and the chancellor, I'm just, just a college kid, playing quarterback in this team, trying to play ball and win games. It doesn't really matter what I think. I just hope the best for this whole situation, for everybody involved, and for everybody that's a lot higher up than me. I just hope everything works out. I'm just going to do my job to make the best of the situation.
You talked about being anxious to play against Sam. The last couple weeks, the offense was supposed to be that first series. It just hasn't happened for you. How do you kind of translate that anxiousness and that excitement of getting out there to, getting off to a good start?
On offense, you have to establish a rhythm, and you have to be able to play with continuity, and you have to play with an element of looseness and, confidence. And I think that, when we got off to a bad start, you're going to come off to rough starts. All teams, even the best offenses in the world, don't start right off the bat really good, but that's why a game is four quarters long. When you get down 17, 24 points right away, it makes it difficult, and it makes, things change. So, our job as players is to try and weather that storm and fight back as best we can, but realizing that, there is a bit of a sense of urgency, we need to start off fast. But that being said, realizing that we were pressing to do that last week, that sure didn't work. So we need to come out and just have a mentality. It's not an X's and O's thing. We trust what the coaches are going to do and the plays are going to call. It comes down to just going out and doing it. I've been in offensive struggles before, and I've been in situations where the offenses are just clicking on all cylinders. One time you can be clicking on all cylinders, everything's working great, and you're in the penthouse, and then something goes wrong. And that's the nature of playing football. You just have to get out of that outhouse and get in the penthouse again. That can happen after one game. Honestly, I've seen it go. I've seen this so many times that you understand how to deal with it. It's just to keep chopping away at it. It's not letting it snowball and you put pressure on yourself to, man, we have to get out of this. We have to go score. No, it's not that. It's just going out and relaxing and playing and letting the game come to you. And that's when your instincts take over and you start reacting on the field rather than pressing. And that's it. As an offense, we have to get back to that. I don't know how you do it other than coming in with the right mindset.
How much have you guys studied those aspects in those first couple drives?
Oh, we've looked at it quite a bit, but all it comes down to are penalties, a couple times drop balls, a couple times bad throw. Those are just little things. They're just execution things, But throughout the game, you can change those. You complete the pass. You don't get a penalty. But we just didn't even have an opportunity in that game. We the game was far to reach, and we were just clawing to get back. But games have ebbs and flows. You're not going to be perfect. You just have to come out and be perfect on the next drive without putting pressure on yourself to do so. You just have to let the game come to you and play and do what you know how to do, not try so hard that you screw up again.
The first 15?
Oh, I love it. Because then exactly what you're, exactly what's coming. You know your game plan. You have confidence in it. You get excited. So, that's something that we take a lot of pride in. And I imagine we'll have a good first 15 for this game.
Anything else for Sam?
Sam, what
were your recruits?
I would tell them that, everything's fine. Everything will be okay. The coaching staff will be here. Once again, that is something, as a player, I'll tell them as a player that you're not coming to a better place than Nebraska. Nebraska is where, I found my home and who I play for and who I swear allegiance to. And as a player coming in, you're not going to be in a better place. That's what I'll tell them.
Sam, obviously you want to keep optimism. Is there a danger in painting too rosy of a picture? Is it time for maybe this team to look in the mirror and see?
Well, we're already doing that. We're already looking at what we need to improve on. We're already looking at the bad things. But when you do that, you don't focus on the negative. You turn the negative into a positive. And as bad as things have, I've seen things get in the past and how things have gone for me, you don't come out of it by looking at the bad things you've done. You come out of it by chopping off the bad things and moving forward as a human being. You don't dwell on things. You don't feel sorry for yourself. You say, okay, that sucked. Now let's move on. That's all you do. That's all I do. And that's all I'm going to do. As a person, you have to maintain always a level of positive, you know, feeling towards everything.
Do you think there are guys that are not doing that?
I sure hope not. If there are, find out.
Thanks, Sam.